squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMZA.
Now time for... game-winning in favor of Centralia. So they are on the championship, and the Centralia boys are trying to match that to get back to the championship themselves. And it's pretty unprecedented because take a look at what Centralia did 2 years ago. Both teams won it 2 years ago, and chance for that to happen again this year. Needing a couple of upsets to make that happen. In the bracket, Hanover getting a win over 10 seed Valley Heights. That was a couple days ago. 55-49. Actually, that was Thursday, so yesterday, actually. 55-49 was the final in that one. Hanover got to a riveting start. They were really knocking down a bunch of jumpers. They had a nice big lead after the first quarter and a half, but then Valley Heights slowly crawled their way back in it in the second half. They fought hard all the way to the end, and Hanover was able to pull out the win and get to the semifinals. As for Centralia, they had no issues in their first game of the tournament. Yesterday, they defeated Donovan West 60-29, most of their starters getting a break in the fourth quarter. Let's go ahead and step aside for 2 minutes, and we'll come back with tip-offs here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners, safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock risk protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
Save 20 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also in Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 20 cents off per gallon using your Mobile Advantage debit. Find all the details and start saving your 20 cents per gallon at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
KMZA.
Well, here we go with the boys' game. Hanover and Centralia about to get underway. And this should be a fun one. If the first matchups were not indicative of what we're doing here, so we take a look at our starters here in just a bit. Once again, the path to get here. Hanover defeating Valley Heights 55-49 yesterday. Strong start in the first half. Slowed up at the end. Can't do that today against Centralia. I got to play full 32 minutes. They want to get out of here with a win during the semifinals. Now for Centralia. They actually kind of got off to a slow start, and they actually trailed 14-13 early in the second quarter, but they were able to surge with a fantastic third quarter. They scored 21 points in the third quarter and added 19 more in the fourth quarter to secure the victory. Starters for Centralia, I'll go with Quentin Autifer, as well as Maverick Becker, Duke Timmel, Reese Tanking, and Paxton Bowers. And as for Hanover, they'll go with Grant Beichmann, Braylon Mine, Garrett Martin, Tanner Bruna, and Brigham Bruna. White on white for Centralia, blue letters and numbers with red accents. Centralia, black on black, white letters and numbers with some orange accent. Centralia orange logo on the right leg and the left leg as well. And a tip goes out of bounds. They're going to say it's out of bounds against Hanover. Official pointed the wrong way, so it was black ball, but pointed Hanover's way, but now we got it right. It'll be Centralia basketball. They'll inbound it to Matt Becker, and we're underway. Near side wing catch for Oliver, and he'll dribble to the middle. Extended zone for Hanover to start things out. Becker, pass far side, Oliver. Dribbles middle, jump stop, bounce pass for Becker. Good start defensively for Hanover. Hands up, closeouts in the corner near side. Bowers, cross-court pass for Reese Tanking. Fires a three, off the front end of the rim, no good. Loose and picked up by Brigham Bruna. Driving left, spinning back towards the right, shot is off the rim and good for Braylon Mine. And he gets the scoring started. I'd like to thank our sponsors today, M&R Auto Parts, Farmer State Bank of Onega, and Highland Community College. Entry pass, short corner to Duke Timmel, kick it back out. As he's double-teamed, pass fake far side from Oliver. Now he'll go that way. The freshman gives up to Bowers, pass deflected into the hands of Bruna. Break it apart, sorry, for Timmel. Shot off the left side of the rim, no good. Rebound for Tanner Bruna. Far side wing for Beichmann. Beichmann will give it up, far side wing. Brigham Bruna, defended by Altifer. Becker comes over to help, gives up his dribble. Top of the key, near half court catch for Mine. Defended by Tanking, drives right. Will dump over, pass, deflected, but into the hands of Martin. He gives it right back to Bruna, kick it out. Three ball on the way, that is good. A correction, that was Mine who kicked it out to Bruna, and Bruna knocks down the tray. It's 5-0 Hanover. Wraparound pass from Altifer to Kimmel. It's a jump ball between him and Brigham Bruna. Nice hands by the Hanover senior. And they get the ball back. Hanover is head coached by Corey Jensen. Centralia head coached by Nick Abbott. Beichmann makes the catch from the Onega O. Dribbles to his left. High post catch. Garrett Martin will take the handoff. Bruna, step back, gets away from his defender. Will try another three. That one's off the right side, no good. Rebound, Reese Tanking of Centralia. He'll push it up himself. I'll give it to the near side corner for Bowers. Step back, he'll try a three. That one, no good. It was well defended. Into the hands of Bruna. Bruna stopped by Altifer, gives it up. Near side wing. Mine. Wraparound pass. Nice job. Stealing it away is Matt Becker. Martin wasn't looking. He took it, picked his pocket, layup, no good by Becker, rebound by Tanking. He's going to turn around and fire it, no good from the short corner. Another offensive rebound by Timmel, but he tries to pass it as he's falling down. It goes to the hands of Garrett Martin of Hanover. Brigham Bruna lost it out of bounds. More good defense by Matt Becker. And the senior guard forces the turnover. It's going Centralia's way. 5:18 to go, opening quarter, 5-0 Hanover. Here's Altifer. Goes to his right. Bounce pass. Wrap around to the corner. Bowers. Entry pass. Timmel. Turn around. Shot off the glass is good. And Duke Timmel on the board for the Panthers for the first time. And 3 minutes already off this first quarter. Fast one so far. It's Mine. Spins to the inside and trying to get the charge is retanking. He doesn't get it, but instead it's a travel against Martin, or excuse me, against Mine, and it's going the other way. Either way, Centralia ends up with the basketball. Altifer thought about a long three instead holds on to it. Near side corner for Becker. Right back to Altifer. Tanking, now far side for Bowers. Ball over his head, pass fake, he'll go down low. Tanking, kicks it out near side, Altifer for three. Off the right side, no good, might have been deflected by mine, and it'll stay with Centralia as it goes out of bounds. Box formation on the inbound. Tanking will lob it in to Matt Becker. Bounce pass, Tanking. Three, far side corner. Too strong. Rebound Bowers inside the paint. Spins the outside. Left-handed scoop shot, no good. Rebound Timmel. Another try for Centralia. That putback is no good. He gets another one. This one is good and one. Duke Timmel has all four of the team's points and a chance to tie it with a make. Duke Timmel provides this team a presence inside. He was excellent in the fourth quarter yesterday. He finished with 8 points, six of those coming in that final frame. Second free throw, no good off the left side. Out of the pass, it's thrown away by Matt Becker. Layup, good. Got lazy with it, and Centralia has their first lead of the game. It's 6-5. On the near side is Beichmann. Defended heavily by Matt Becker, trying to force another turnover. He's it off the mine. Bounce pass for Martin. Top of the key. Far side wing catch for mine. The short corner, defended by Timmel. And shot is good and one. And Braylon Mine, another basket, and one, count the basket. Size advantage for Centralia there, but he makes it either way. Hawkats back up by one. And a substitution. Hunter Kiehafer, or excuse me, Kiehafer, beg your pardon, checking in as the free throw is good for Mine. He has 5 of the 8 points for Hanover. It's 8-6. And Becker on the line, out of bounds. Bowers pass, not a very good one. Forces him to go to his left. He almost falls over. And Hanover has a chance to extend their lead once again. 3:39 to go, opening quarter. Top of the key with it is Garrett Martin. Trying to find somebody open. Timmel not regarding him, though. Mine drives, kicks. Out to Kiehafer. And now to Martin. Coming off a curl, driving is Bruna. Stop at the near side block, shot over Timmel. Off the glass and good. Tough shot for Garrett Martin, his first basket of the game. It's 10-6. He'll throw it inside to Timmel, and that one is through his hands. It was deflected, and then through his hands. And thrown away by Hanover. 10-6 Wildcat. 2:59 to go. First quarter. Three ball. No good. Missing everything. And Mine feeling himself a little bit. And Coach Jensen saying, let's move it around the perimeter first before we settle on that shot. Panthers off to a slow start offensively. Trying to get something going here against the 2-3 zone. Entry pass Tanking. Near side block shot. The glass is good. That'll do it. Not great interior defense there by Hanover, despite being in his zone. Panthers set the deficit down to 2. Hand off. Off the curl is Bruna. Dump off pass. Far side block for Bruna. Shot blocked by Tanking. Going the other way with it. Full court pass up ahead to Altifer. Now at the far side, hands it off to Tanking. He loses it, and it's stolen away by Kiehafer. Cross-court pass. Bruna taking falls over. He slid. It should have been a foul or a travel, either one. And they're going to call a jump ball as Kiehafer and Timmel had it on the ground. So they're really letting him play. I mean, like I said, it should have rather been a trip or a travel because as soon as he got tripped and fell on the floor, he slid. So it should have been either a foul or a travel, but instead they don't do anything and just call a jump ball. And it goes to Centralia. So it'll be a turnover. They're not going to allow Tyler Jones to substitute. 10-8 Hanover, 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Altifer, goes middle with it, top of the key, now gives up his dribble, lob to Bowers, far side wing. Pass fake, middle, drives left towards the baseline. In the short corner with it, behind the back dribble, and on the baseline, that's tough. In the middle of the paint, shot up, and good! Tough move by Paxton Bowers, a behind the back dribble as his heels were near the line. That was a risky move. And it pays off as we are tied 10-10, 90 seconds left in the first quarter. And a whistle and a blocking foul as Bowers trying to take a charge on the driving Braylon Mine. And he will go to the line to shoot two as Mine has 5 of the team's 10 points to start things off. And that foul against Bowers will be his first. And the second team foul, that free throw is good. Substitution for Centralia. Tim Moore will come to the bench, and Jones will check in. And now a substitution with Patrick Cook checking in. Coming in for Garrett Martin. One more try for the sophomore on its way. Too strong. Offensive rebound. Bruna. Kick it out. Head fake. Kiefer had it poked away by Bowers. Good hands. It's now loose on the floor. That'll be a jump ball, and it'll stay with Hanover. 1:21 left to go in this first quarter. Both teams being slow and methodical with the basketball to start things out. Inbound. Goes to the near side block. Bruna. Surrounded. Kicks it out. Mine's going to try a triple. Good. Just to the right of the top of the key. He's got 9 first quarter points. It's 14-10 Hanover. Audifer gives it up to Matt Becker from the Onega O at midcourt. Screen to go to his right from tanking. He's up to Bowers. He drives right. Gets hit. No foul on the contact. Shot no good. Offensive rebound tanking. Gets it to Bowers. Hit again. And now he will go to the line to shoot two. And Nick Evans, the head coach, not happy. They didn't call the foul right out of the gate. With 50.7 seconds left, that foul goes against Mine. That is his second. His first. Team second. First free throw for Bowers. Left it short. Second free throw attempt of the game for Centralia. Hanover has shot two as well, as that one is good. Bowers has three. It's 14-11. 47 seconds left here in the opening quarter. Mine between his legs dribbles to his left. Near midcourt. Hands it off. Kiefer. Drives left. Now reverses course. Hands it off. Bounce pass. Pick and roll. Give and go. Shut up off the glass. Too strong for Patrick Cook. Rebound Centralia. 28 seconds left. Jones. He's going to keep it himself. Out of control drive. Kicks in the corner. Head fake. Jab step. Altifer gives it out. Becker now with the top of the key. Drives right. Kicks it out. Tanking. Sit back. Three ball. Wide open. Good. And we are tied. Tanking with 5. Lead Centralia in scoring. 14-14. 10 seconds left. Mine. Met by Tanking. Spins to the inside. Nice move. He gets hit by Tyler Jones. That's a foul. And back to the free throw line for the sophomore. That was a nice take by Mine. 13 foul with 3.8 seconds left. And Jones picks up his first. First one is good. And that is 10 first quarter points for Braylon Mine. One more attempt here. Let this one fly. Good. Here's the inbound up to cross half court. Becker with it. 3 seconds left. Fires a three at the buzzer. Got hit. Nothing called. I think it might have been partially blocked. And that is the end of the quarter. 16-14. Hanover with the lead. Two back in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Friends and neighbors, live easier through many financial services provided by the Bendina State Bank. They're your community-minded local bank, delivered to hard work for their friends and neighbors. Financial services provided include checking and savings accounts and loans for agriculture, home, and auto. Depend on your friends at the Bendina State Bank to help secure your future. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
KMZA.
16-14 hour score, Centralia trailing Hanover. 10 points for Braylon Mine. He is off to a fantastic start, 4-for-4 from the free throw line, a 3-point make, and a pair of 2-point makes as well. Tanner Bruna with a triple, and the Wildcats are in front early. Actually, they make that 11 points for Braylon Mine, had a free throw off there. back underway with Centralia having the first possession. First side wing catch tanking. Kick it out to Bowers. The top of the key crossover dribble gets past Bikeman in the lane. Shot up. And a whistle and a foul on the floor. With 7:43 left to go in the second quarter. A blocking foul is going to be called. That one goes against Kiefer. Goes to the half court for Becker. Altifer in trouble from Bikeman. Good defense by the junior that time. Kick to the corner. Becker drives baseline. Shut up off the side of the backboard. Terrific help defense by Garrett Martin. Rebound handover off the miss from Matt Becker. Far side corner, Bikeman with a catch. Goes towards the wing. Might have got hit in the face there. And he got slapped again as Altifer pokes it free. Gets it back and they maintain possession. Kiefer. Pass deflected by Tanking. He goes for it. He pokes it to Duke Timmel with a steal. Terrific hustle by Reese Tanking. Lob inside to him. And that was poked free by Kiefer. And that pass is thrown away by Kiefer as he gets back. 2-1 fast break. Layup Kiefer no good, but he's fouled on the arm by Matt Becker. So Kiefer sees what Tanking's doing, says, I'm going to do you one better. And not deflect one pass, but two passes in the same possession. And get a steal. And go to the free throw line. Fantastic effort by the freshman, Hunter Kiefer. First foul by Becker. First one on the way from Kiefer is off the right side of the free throw. Off the right side of the rim, no good. Cameron Juneman checking in for the first time tonight. He'll check in for Tanner Bruna. One more free throw coming up. That one is no good. Out of bounds, it'll go to Centralia. So Kiefer goes 0 for 2 that time. And by the way, huge congratulations to Owen Dieters as she has surpassed the 1,000 point mark with her three to open the ball game. She had 999. As the three rattles home for Paxton Bowers from the near side corner. His first points of this second quarter. The first points for Centralia in the quarter. And Centralia is in front, 17-16. This is Martin with it. Bounce pass. Near side short corner for Brent Bikeman. Cross court pass far side to mine. Right side. In the paint. Mine dumps it off and that's picked off. Mine should have went up with it instead tried to make one extra pass to Martin. And Centralia goes the other way after the tanking steal. He's himself shot no good. Gets his own miss. Outlet pass, kick it out to the half court O to Paxton Bowers. He's left all alone. Now Mine comes up to pick him off. Becker hands it back. Driving. Altifer. Shot on the run. No good. It's out of bounds. And it will stay here with Centralia. Last touch by Garrett Martin. 17-16 again. Our score. Only 3 points in this quarter. And that was a three-pointer by Paxton Bowers. Inbound, far side wing to Becker. Screen to get tanking free, top of the key, makes the catch. He's defended heavily by Brigham Bruna. Gets past him, shot on the floater, no good. Fight for the rebound, all the way to the near quarter and goes out of bounds. Two touches last, they're going to say it was last touch by Altifer. And it will go to Hanover. Wildcats hoping to score their first points of the quarter right here. Braylon Mine, 11 first quarter points for the Wildcats. He calls for it on the near side block. Can't get it to him as Bikeman has it. He'll kick it out to Bruna. High post catch for Garrett Martin. From the top of the key, he'll hand it off. Mine, crossover dribble, gets the screen. Stops from 8 feet away from the basket, has it stripped. Altifer with a steal. 2-on-1, fast break. He doesn't use it though. He'll bring it back. Tanking. Head fake, gets past the defender, pull-up jumper, 16-footer, too strong. Loose in the corner, picked up by Mine. In trouble, bounce pass to Bikeman on the outlet. 4:55 to go in the second quarter, 17-16 Centralia. And timeout is called by Hanover. As head coach Corey Jensen wants to talk things over. Let's take a break for 30 seconds. 1716 Centralia here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Got a final score in the girls' bracket, by the way. In the consolation side, Donovan West defeating Lynn 53-37. So it'll be Frankfort versus Donovan West in the fifth-place game. It'll be Axel versus Lynn in the seventh-place game, by the way. Your scoring update brought to you by Hull House Auto House in Fairview. Big thanks to our sponsors, Bendina State Bank, SBS Insurance, and Maitland Oil Company for making today's broadcast possible. The driving kick from Cameron Juneman. To mine, he tries to cut. Bounce pass, far side block. Martin goes to work. He'll kick it out, though. Weichmann, defended by Tanking, now dribbles back towards midcourt. Brings it back with 4:28 to go in the half, 17-16 Centralia, leading Hanover. PVL boys semifinal. Winner to take on Axel in the championship game. Get my boys and girls mixed up there. Going to his right is Weichmann. Getting away from pressure, fires a three over Altifers, off the left side, no good. Rebound Duke Pendle of Centralia. Bounce pass, nice backdoor cut from the corner. Shot no good by Altifer. Offensive rebound, Timmel. He goes up, he's fouled, and one! Duke Timmel took a break. He comes back in and makes that shot, and one. He has six. It's 19-15 Centralia. 4:01 now left to go here in the quarter and in the half. Key Hafer checking back in for Hanover, and so is Tanner Bruna in for Weichmann and Juneman. So Timmel trying to pay off the and one. He was unable to do that the last time he went to the free throw line. Can he do it here? He cannot. But an offensive rebound, but he's thinking as it goes off the right side. Put back is no good. And the rebound wrestled in by Tanner Bruna. The far side is Kiehafer. Drives right side, kicks after being double teamed. Three ball on the way, short by Tanner Bruna. Rebound by Matt Becker. Pushing it up ahead with 3:40 to go. Bounce pass near side corner. Three, Reese Tanking. Off the heel, no good. Long rebound for Kiehafer. Mine brings up, dribbled it off of a foot. Nice dive by Tanking, but it's taken away by Tanner Bruna. Pass the far side wing. Three ball on the way is short by Kiehafer. Offensive rebound. Put back is up and good by Garrett Martin. His second basket of the day. He has four, and it's 19-18. Centralia still up by one. Bowers crossover dribble. Looking inside to Tanking, Timmel, and he's fouled. As Brigham Bruna reached in his first. And team foul number three. 3:09 to go, second quarter. Fox formation on the inbound, Tanking the inbounder. He'll lob it into Altifer near half court. And sets the play against the Hanover 2-3 zone. Near side wing catch by Bowers. He's about 30 feet away from the basket. Now I'll give it up to Becker. Far side wing for Altifer. Bounce pass high post. Tanking turns square. Sees he has room. Pulls up. 10-footer. No good. Rebound secured by Garrett Martin. Ripping it away from a couple Panthers. Elliott up ahead. Kiehafer drives right side. A shot over Bowers is swatted by Timmel. I think they're going to get him on the arm. And they will. They'll give Timmel the personal foul. And that'll be his second. Two more free throws coming up. This time for Hunter Kiehafer. 0-for-2 from the free throw line. That was a trip earlier in this second quarter. First one on the way. Good. First time we get to see Brett Heidemann today. He'll check in for Timmel. Probably be the last we see of Timmel, most likely, at least until the very end of the quarter, if not until the third quarter. We'll see. All depends on what Nick Evans, the head coach for Centralia, wants to do. Second free throw is no good. He goes 1-for-2 this time. We are tied 19-19. Heidemann passed out to Tanking. Pass fake Bowers. Drives left in the lane. Scoop shot. No good on the finger roll. Loose, and Bauer saves it. Oh, to a cutting reef tanking. His floater is no good. Tips up in the air, into the hands, though, of Garrett Martin. A couple of good looks there for the Panthers. They can't pay it off. 2:20 to go. Chance for Hanover to take the lead. Pass inside. Nice look for Mine. He's double-teamed from the far side block. Turnaround jumper, no good. Tipped up in the air by Martin. Bowers with the rebound as he was undercut. Pass up ahead to Aldefer wanting to run. And he's stripped. Oh, they're going to say he fouled. Both officials agree that he fouled. They'll get Kiefer with the reach-in, his second personal, with 2:03 to go in the second quarter. Taking to inbound it. This quarter to Heidemann. Out to Aldefer. 2 minutes to go. Far side corner. Bowers, head fake, and he's fouled as he got Bruna up in the air. And that foul goes against Tanner Bruna. His first and team's fourth. Still tied 19-19. Been stuck at the score for a little bit as the entry pass goes in the backcourt. Becker met at half court by Kiefer, gives the far side to Paxton Bowers. Against the Hanover zone. Cross court pass deflected by Kiefer into the hands of Brigham Bruna. He'll bring it up himself. He gets bumped. Nothing called. He loses it, but picked up by his teammate. Drive left side Bruna. Scoop shot is good off the window from the left side. And Tanner Bruna now has five. It's 21-19 Hanover. 90 seconds left now in this first half. Pass fake Bowers, who gives up his dribble and a whistle and too much pressure applied on the ball by Brigham Bruna. And that's going to be his second. His team foul number five, and they'll send Paxton Bowers to the free throw line to shoot two. Bowers went 1-for-2 from the free throw line his last trip. The clock stops with 1:24 to go. First one on the way. That one is no good. And Brent Beichman checks back in. Second free throw, that one rattles out as well. Centralia comes up empty. They still trail by two. Full court pass up ahead. Nice look for Kiefer. Spin move to the outside. Lays it up and in. Centralia didn't get back on defense after the missed free throw. He has 3 points. It's 23-19 Hanover. Tanking takes it in the paint. Bounce pass to Bowers. Lost it. Heidemann picks up, though. His shot is up and no good for the Southpaw. And rebound by Bruna of Hanover. 1 minute left to go. Mine with it. He's scoreless here in the second quarter after scoring 11 first quarter points. Hypo sketch. Martin. Looking for somebody to get open. Now he'll try to drive it middle. He gives up his dribble now. And he'll dump it back to Mine. He'll drive right side. Defended by Matt Becker. Hand in his face. Looking for someone to give it up to. Mine bounce pass to Martin. Defended by Heidemann. Now Bowers comes over to help. He pokes it free and he grabs it. Good defense by Paxton Bowers. They're on the run. In the lane, Bowers. Left hand reverse layup and in. Bowers with 5 this quarter, 8 on the game. It's 23-21. 25 seconds left now. Whistle and a foul. Too aggressive that time for Aldefer. Third team foul. 23.6 seconds left. And his first personal. Inbound this side. Near half court. It'll be Tanner Bruna doing the inbounding. And the inbound goes to the backcourt for Braylon Mine. Defended by Becker, goes to his left. Crossover dribble, back to his right. From the half-court O, 13 seconds left. Coach Jensen saying to go. Kiefer in the paint, 7 seconds. Kicks it out. Top the key catch, drive left. Bruna, 4 seconds left. Bounce back to Martin, lost. Far side corner, 2 seconds left. Mine spin, fade away at the buzzer. No good. I should have counted anyway, but it doesn't go in regardless. 23-21, Hanover with the lead at the half. A low-scoring affair here in the TV All Boys semifinal. Back in a few minutes here on the MNC Sports Radio Network.
Build that machine shed, shop, or garage you've always wanted with the help of B&D Buildings in Axtell. They specialize in the construction of either post-framed or stud-framed buildings, and you can depend on their experience and workmanship to get your building completed. B&D Buildings are a family of owned companies in Axtell, striving for 100% customer satisfaction every time. See pictures of their many completed buildings on their Facebook page at B&D Buildings or call Brad at 785-294-0147 for a free estimate. That's 785-294-0147.
Farmers know the benefits of preventative maintenance on equipment, and Northwest Health Services of Mountain City, Missouri encourages you to use the same philosophy on your health. Pay now for a checkup or pay later for a trip to the ER. They've spent over 30 years providing affordable health and dental care for all people regardless of insurance. The medical clinic is open weekdays from 8 to 5, and the dental clinic is open Monday through Thursday, 7 to 5:30. Call Northwest Health Services of Mountain City at 660-442-5464.
Wait, Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot and upgrade your Wi-Fi experience. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies. For more details, visit bluevalley.net/promo.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime here in Onega. Our score at the break. Hanover in front, 23-21. And this one has been all sorts of crazy. Braylon Mine, 11 points in that first quarter. As for Centralia, their offense was strong as well as a collective unit in the first quarter, tanking with 5 points in that first quarter. Bowers had three and Kimmel had four. But the second quarter was a struggle for both teams to score. Centralia only scored 7 points in the second quarter, and Hanover, they did the exact same thing. And that's where it has gotten to a 23-21 score at the intermission. Looking at the individual scores, starting off with Centralia, 8 points for Paxton Bowers, six for Duke Timmel, five for Reese Tanking, and two for Matt Becker. As for Hanover, 11 points for Braylon Mine, all of those, as mentioned, coming in the first frame. 5 points for Tanner Bruna, three for Hunter Kiehafer, and four for Garrett Martin. So again, it has been all about the defense so far. And I think in the end, this one, it's most likely going to come down to the wire. Who's going to be able to make those free throws down the stretch? And as for the free throw total right now, neither team doing great, but Centralia is just 1 for 6. That's 16.7%. And as for Hanover, although Braylon Mine is 4 for 4, the rest of the team is 1 for 4. So 5 for 8. So not bad. Still pretty solid. 5 for 8. He'll take that. He's got to hope he can make some down the stretch here in the second half. But as for Centralia, 1 for 6. If they go 1 for 6 from the free throw line in the second half, they are not going to win this game. I can guarantee you that. They're going to have to be able to, need to make some free throws because it's going to get intense down low. Whenever that ball is going to get inside, there's going to be hands and bodies flying everywhere. It's going to be a fun second half coming up as we are now at the 8 o'clock hour here on 92.1 FM KMZA. Let's take a 3-minute break. We'll come back with keys to the second half and get you ready for the final 16 minutes of this ball game. Once again, your halftime score brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. 23-21, Hanover leads Centralia, PVL Boys semifinal here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Vern, the tractor's in the shed for the season.
Yep, we're all done till spring.
Well, what do you say we start thinking about redoing the kitchen?
Oh, Pat.
Don't old-Pat me. You said that once we were finished, we can get started.
Okay, how do we get started?
Well, we just need to call Hilltop Creations. They'll come over and get everything measured and give us ideas.
They come to the house?
Yes, they'll come over, take measurements, bring samples of countertops and wood colors, show us what's available in our budget, and give us a quote.
Okay, what's the number?
336-3142.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by in downtown Onega. Elmer's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale January 22nd through February 2nd. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters, plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Elmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. And you can save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale January 22nd through February 2nd. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Elmer's Repair in Centralia and online at elmersrepair.com.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SBS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SBS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
KMZA.
Back here at halftime, 23-21, Hanover leading Centralia boys. Halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, and a huge shout out to all of our incredible sponsors making today's broadcast possible, including First National Bank of Frankfort, B&D Buildings, Elmer's Repair and Supply, Onega Pharmacy, Helena AgriSystem, Hilltop Creations, Cooking Company, BB Brothers Contractor, and Blue Valley Technologies. And a huge shout-out to all of our incredible sponsors for making today's broadcast possible. So for tomorrow, a lot of great basketball in our final day from the TVL tournament. On the girls' side, fifth-place game between Frankfort, Donovan West. Seventh-place game, Axel and Lynn. Also have a pair of consolation games between Washington County and Blue Valley Randolph and Onega versus Troy. And then the third-place game will be Hanover Valley Heights in the championship game. At 6 o'clock, Clifton Clyde versus Centralia. On the boys' side, consolation games, Blue Valley Randolph, Washington County, Onega and Lynn. And we also have another pair of consolation games as well that have already been determined as to who those opponents will be. I don't have them right in front of me. I'll have to get that back to you here in just a second. Oh, here we go. Onega, Lynn. And Valley Heights Troy, is the one I'm missing here? Valley Heights Troy is for sure. Donovan West in Frankfort. There we go. Okay, now we got those all in. Of course, championship, Axel versus the winner of this game. And then Clifton Clyde versus the loser of this game. And we're back underway. Third quarter action here on the MSC Sports Radio Network as Hanover has the ball to start things out. And we are underway. Martin high posts with a catch. He'll hand it off to Bruna, who curls. He'll drive right side past Timmel, lays it up and in. Beautiful curl by Tanner Bruna. Hanover strikes first in quarter number three. And a travel is called against Paxton Bowers on the far side. Took that extra step on the far side wing. And 30 seconds in, Wildcats with a score, then a stop. Brent Beichmann calling out the play. At post catch, Martin takes the handoff to Beichmann, and now he will hand it off to Bruna. Bowers shuts down the curl. That worked last play, stopping at the far side elbow. Hands it back. Here's Braylon Mine. Defended by Becker. Shot on the spin move. No good. Halfway down. Popped out of there. Outlet pass is tipped and stolen away. That's up ahead to Martin. Too tall. And Beichmann turns it over to Centralia. Sloppy basketball there for both teams. But Centralia will get it back. Once again, leading scorer for the Panthers. Paxton Bowers with 8. He had 5 in the second quarter. Really the only person that was able to get anything going offensively in that frame, as both teams were only able to score 7 points apiece. Near side corner catch for Bowers. Looking inside for Timmel. Can't find him. So he kicks it out of there to Becker. Gives it to Tanking. Now right back to Becker. Near side. Bowers is going to try 3. That's swatted out of there by Tanner Bruna. Mine had it. And a reach-in by Bowers. Tried to take it away from Mine. And that will be the second personal foul against Paxton Bowers. And the first foul for Centralia here in this second half. 25-21 Wildcats, spot in the TVL Championship on the line here in Onega. Been a close one, but both teams moving methodically on offense. Hand off to Bruna, stops just inside the elbow. They'll dump it back. Beichmann's trying to drive, right side on Bowers. Stops, hooked free by Bowers, loose on the floor. Tanking dove after it, near half court, out of bounds. He'll stay with Wildcats. Good hustle by Reese Tanking, diving on the floor, trying to save that. And on the near sideline at half court, Brigham Bruno will inbound it and lob it into the back court for Beichmann. 6:10 to go, third quarter. High post catch. Martin takes the handoff. He's all alone. Nobody really guarding him, but not comfortable shooting a mid-range jumper. He'll hand it off to Beichmann. Comes it back out at the top of the key. Bruno puts on the floor, defended by Paxton Bowers. Pretty loosely. Another high post catch for Martin. He's been busy so far. The dump it back. Beichmann stops near side elbow. Looking for a backdoor cut from Mine. It's defended well by Matt Becker. So he sends it back to Brigham Bruna. Fantastic defense this possession by Centralia on switching as they're man-to-man. Right side, Bruna. Nice wraparound pass. Defensive breakdown on the backside. Duke Timmel didn't defend Martin on the backside, and Martin has 6. And it's 27-21. But Hanover doesn't get back on defense, but a missed shot by Quentin Altifer. Putback is no good by Timmel. Tippin's no good from Tanking, and a foul against Timmel, and he will go to the line to shoot too. So a few missed opportunities there for Centralia. The foul goes against Brigham Bruna. Probably his third. Two free throws for Duke Timmel. He is 0-for-2 from the free throw line. As mentioned, they were 1-for-6 in the first half. First free throw is good. As I was saying earlier, they go 1-for-6 from the free throw line in the second half. They're not winning this game. I guarantee you that. Especially now playing from behind as a substitution brings Key Hafer into the game for the first time this half for Hanover. Second try for Timmel, and he goes 2-for-2. Much more palatable 3-for-4 from the free throw line for Duke Timmel. Bring it across half court. Dumps it inside. Near side block. Martin shot at the glass. Too strong. Rebound Altifer. 3 minutes expired in this third quarter. Near side corner catch for Becker. To Bowers. Looking across court, but now he puts it on the floor. Steps inside 3-point line. Cross court pass far side. Altifer spots up the freshman for 3. The guard too strong off the back of the rim. And a whistle and a push against Hanover on the rebound. We'll go against Brant Beichmann. I'd like to thank our sponsors of today's broadcast, M&R Auto Parts, Farmers State Bank of Onega, and Highland Community College. All of our incredible sponsors making these broadcasts possible, not just today, but all week long as you're in day 4 of the TVL tournament. Day 5 coming up tomorrow. Here's my corner catch, Tanking for 3. Too strong. And rebound secured by Braylon Mine. In the middle. Mine spins, fades away, good. Braylon Mine now with his first basket in the first quarter, and it's 29-23 in over. He has 13. That's the far side corner. Oliver out to Bowers. In half court. Kind of reset things here. Back down his man. He gets past him, drives to the lane. It's blocked by Garrett Martin out of bounds. Oh, they're going to say black touch by Centralia. Yeah, I think the officials are going to change the call. I think that is the right call. That should be Centralia basketball. Unless the official who made the call was definitive that he saw it last touched by Centralia. And they are going to change the call. I think that is the correct call. It was just looking like a pretty clean block. For whatever reason, the near side official decided to give it to Hanover, but they change it, and Centralia gets the ball. Box formation, tanking will inbound for the Panthers. They trail 29-23 with 4:21 to go in the third quarter. And he'll give it out into the backcourt to Matt Becker. Near side wing catch for Bowers. Head fake drive baseline. In lane. Goes up strong, but it's swatted out of there from behind by Tanner Bruna. He has been really strong all day defensively. And tanking again, will inbound it. We'd like to thank our some more sponsors. Bendina State Bank, SBS Insurance, and Winkland Oil Company for making today's broadcast possible. The inbound deflected out of bounds by Martin. Tanking will get another chance to inbound it. Gets it into Bowers near side corner. Screen for Tanking to get him open for three. That one is rattling home. Wow. And a timeout call by head coach Nick Evans after the three-point make from Reese Tanking. He has eight. And it's 29-26 with 4:04 to go. Step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is your future secure? The Bank of Highland is your community-minded bank that accepts the responsibility of helping neighbors and friends live easier through insecure financial times, providing loans for home, auto, and agriculture, as well as standard checking and savings accounts. You can depend on your friends at the Bank of Highland to help secure your financial future. The Bank of Highland, branch of Bendina State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, making life better right here at home.
KMZA.
29-26, our score. 4:04 remaining in the third quarter as Hanover has outscored Centralia 6-5 in this first 3 minutes and 56 seconds of the second half. And out of the break, it'll be Hanover basketball. Braylon Mine with 13 points for the Wildcats. Centralia is led by Duke Timmel and Paxton Bowers with 8 points apiece. Oh, also Reese Tanking, since he made that three. He also now has 8. The inbound deflected. It stays inbounds barely. And the pass deflected again into the hands of Keyhaver. Now reaching his call. I think it's a blocking foul against Paxton Bowers. And if so, that's a third. And it will be. Robbing the inbound, inbounds to Mine. He'll bring it up the far side, defended by Aldifer. He'll try to drive on him. The sophomore trying to get past the freshman, and Aldifer thought that was off of his foot. Coach Evans thought it was too. And they're going to go ahead and say that it is Hanover basketball. I didn't see it myself. Kind of difficult from this high up to see through all those players that were in the way to play. Here's the inbound near half court, deflected by Tanking and through his leg. Loose on the floor now. Mine dives on it. Loose on the floor now. Squirts out to Keyhaver. All alone for the layup is Martin. He lays it up and in. He has 8. Fortunate break for Hanover as ball squirts in their direction. Bowers maneuvers through traffic. Nice speed for Tanking. He lays it up and in. Nice response. Tanking with 10 points. 5 in this quarter. 5 in the first quarter. It's 31-28. Little floater on the way. No good for Bikeman. Rebound for Duke Timmel. Tanking hoping to push. Instead, he'll just bring it up. He'll hand it back to Bowers. Go from the half court against Hanover. And a reach-in called against Bikeman. That's his second. And the team's third with 3:15 to go in the third. It's been a very slow-moving, methodical game. Not a ton of fast breaks. That last possession was kind of the exception. Mainly been won by the half-court offense, dominated by the half-court offense, I should say. Bounce pass near side wing, Becker, head fake, bounce pass for Tanking. Kavaki is going to try a heat check, long three, that's off the mark. But an offensive rebound by Timmel, far side short corner, struck, but into the hands of Baldifer. Kick it out to Bowers, far side corner. And he'll turn back down a couple defenders, splits the double team, but poked away by Keyhaver. In transition up the far side, Hanover. He'll kick it to the near side to Bruna. Head fake mine. Hand it back to Bruna. Drive left side. No look pass is thrown away by Tanking. In transition, right side. One on one. Tanking layup. Good. Henry Tanking with 7 on the quarter, 12 on the game, and it's 31-30. 2:25 to go, third quarter. Both teams with 8 points apiece in this quarter. Hand off for Weichmann, and that wide open jumper no good from about 6 feet out on the far side short corner. About as open of a look as you're going to get. Misplayed that defensively for Centralia. Near side corner, Oliver. Down to Becker. Chance for Centralia to take the lead for the first time this half. Bounce pass. Bowers thought about the three. He's going to drive middle in the lane. Gets bumped, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. He'll get Martin with the personal. And that will be his second. So Bowers on the day, 1 for 4 from the free throw line, needing to change that here in the second half. They need him to. First one is no good. Cameron Juneman checking into the ball game. They'll come in for Tanner Bruna. Bowers scoreless here in this third quarter after scoring 8 first half points. Second one on its way. That one is good. He shot that a lot more confidently. He now has 9. And Tyler Jones will check in for Paxton Bowers to give him a bit of a breather here. 1:57 left to go in the third. Weichmann to inbound against looks like a full court man-to-man for Centralia. Inbound, they'll lob it in to Mine. And across half court, a pass up ahead to Kehaper. Stripped from behind by Becker, and it gets the steal. Go back the other way as we are tied 31-31. Near side corner, Tyler Jones. Drive middle, in the lane. Gets a man up in the air. Kehaper, he flies and falls. He picks up his third personal after being tripped up. And Jones will actually go to the free throw line because that is the 15th foul against the Wildcats. So two big free throws here for Tyler Jones. Trying to give Centralia, as mentioned, its first lead of this second half. That is no good. Centralia had the lead for most of the first quarter, but since then Hanover has controlled it most of the way. That one is no good. Jones goes 0-for-2 and out of bounds. Last touch by Tanking. So an unfortunate missed opportunity for Centralia. They go 0-for-2 from the free throw line with 1:41 to go in the third quarter. They're still tied, 31-31. Inbound deflected in the air by Aldifer. And loose. Picked up with Tyler Jones and a big-time shove. That should honestly probably be intentional. That was a big-time push by Hunter Kehaper. He was frustrated that he didn't get the pass, so he just pushed him as hard as he could. That was pretty flagrant, if you ask me. And Jones goes back to the free throw line. So Jones, first free throw on its way after going 0-for-2. He's now 0-for-3 from the free throw line. More missed opportunities from Centralia at the charity stripe. 6 foot sophomore has one more opportunity. Centralia is just 5-for-13 from the free throw line and makes it 14 as he goes 0-for-2 again. You're still tied, 31-31, 1:30 now left to go, third quarter. High post catch, Martin turns and squares. Near side handoff, Bruna drives middle, bounce pass, nice backdoor cut for Juneman, misses the wide open bunny. And rebound for Duke Temple. Becker, far side wing. Oliver drives baseline as he misses Jones. He'll hand it back. Mid-range jumper, Matt Becker. Rattles out. No good. Tipped off the head of Hanover. Garrett Martin and out of bounds. That was an unfortunate break for Hanover. And Charlie gets back with 1:07 to go in a late substitution. But Paxton Bowers back in the game. He'll want his offensive prowess. He checks in for Tyler Jones. Tanking the inbound in for Paxton Bowers. Near side corner, leaving him open, but he doesn't take a three. Becker, screen for Tank. He'll try a three. That one off the front of the rim, no good. Tipped and rebound by Martin. And a whistle and a reach in call. And I think it's going to be Duke Timmel's third personal. And it will be. And Jones, after coming out, he'll come right back in the game for Paxton Bowers. They just don't want Bowers to foul again as he has three personal fouls. Now Brett Heidemann will check in for Duke Timmel and do the same thing for him. 58.4 seconds left now in the period. We are still tied 31-31. Been at this score for a while. Inbound, far side corner for Beichmann. Signals for Bruner to clear out. To the far side, now brings it back towards the middle. Poked away by Aldifer, dives on it, and the freshman has it. He slides, that should have been a travel, but it turned right back over anyway. Bob down low, and a wide open layup is good for Garrett Martin. And it's now 33-31, a whistle, and a timeout called by Centralia. 39 seconds left, and we'll take it as well. And step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
39 seconds left here in quarter number three. Hanover leads Centralia 33-31. Garrett Martin has put on a show here in this third quarter. He has 6 points in the frame and 10 for the ball game. And Centralia basketball possibly holding for the last shot. We'll see. Paxton Bowers checked back in. Again, trying to go offense for defense for him. Make sure he doesn't pick up his fourth foul before the fourth quarter starts. Heidemann is in for Duke Timmel, though. Aldifer will inbound it. And we're back underway. Inbound to Becker. Now they give it to Aldifer across half court. Near side wing. Stops with it. Now gives it back to Becker. Right back to Aldifer. Pass fake to Bowers. Near side corner. Holds onto it. And now he will hand it off to Bowers. Pass fake. Defended by Mike Navely. Coming across to make the catch. 15-footer for Becker. No good. And a rebound by Beichmann, nice pass up ahead to Martin up ahead, but a fantastic hustle by Matt Becker to put that away from him. And he goes out of bounds. That should have been a breakaway layup. Instead, with 19.9 seconds left, Hanover's going to have to inbound and try to score from the half-court offense. Now a timeout is called as Tyler Jones checks in the ballgame for Paxton Bowers. I'd take this opportunity to thank our sponsors, First National Bank of Frankfort, BND Buildings, and Blue Valley Technologies for making today's broadcast possible. This is a 30-second timeout, so we will go ahead and keep it here. Another reminder that we'll be broadcasting both championship games tomorrow night, 6 o'clock on the girls' side, Centralia and Clifton Clyde. And on the boys' side, Axel versus the winner of this one. As for what else we'll be broadcasting, that's up in the air, and be sure to stay tuned on our website, msesports.net, to what other games we'll be broadcasting tomorrow. I guarantee you there will be more than just those two. You have a good fifth-place girls game between Donovan West and Frankfort. That game means a lot, because I tell you what, Donovan West, they won state last year with 5 losses, tied for the most losses ever by a state champion, so they don't want to lose very many more losses if they want to have a chance to repeat. Here's the inbound to the far elbow. Mine, turnaround jumper is good, and Mine now is 15 points. It's 35-31 in favor of Hanover. 10 seconds left, pass to Puckett out of bounds by Mine. It goes out on the far corner. Intended for Aldifer, and now Bowers will check in with 9.6 seconds, try to give him possibly the final shot. Bowers has been scoreless. And he'll check in for Heidemann, and Jones will stay in. Jones thought he was coming out. So again, 9.6 here on the inbound for tanking. It'll bob it out past half court to Becker. Pass near side to Bowers, to the corner. Jones gives it right back to Bowers. Defended by Beichmann, drives, middle, gets past him, shot up, good! With 2 seconds left, and that is how the quarter comes to a close. A big-time basket for Paxton Bowers at the end of the quarter, and I was mistaken. He made a free throw earlier in the quarter, so he has 11. Let's step aside for 60 seconds as our score going into the fourth quarter. 35-33 Hanover on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Save 20 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also in Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 20 cents off per gallon using your Mobile Advantage debit. Find all the details and start saving your 20 cents per gallon at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
8 minutes left to go in this ball game. 35-33, Hanover. A big-time basket right before the break. Saxon Bowers knocked home a basket. 15 points for Braylon Mine. And how about Garrett Martin? He has 10. 7 for Tanner Bruna. And 3 for Hunter Kiefer. Australia gets the ball to start this fourth quarter. 2 points for Matt Becker. 8 for Duke Timmel. 12 for East Tanking. And 11 for Paxton Bowers. Altifer drives, kicks. Near side wing, bounce pass, Becker goes to Bowers. In the corner, goes to work from the short corner, kicks it out. Tanking, 3, straight away. Too strong, picks up in the air. Rebound, Matt Becker. Another chance for Centralia. Tanking, he'll drive middle. He'll shoot a runner, good. This is the first time, makes that time. Higher percentage shot, he has 14. We are tied, 35-35, 30 seconds in this fourth quarter. Bob hits the rim in the press break. Bikeman almost shot it in Centralia's basket. And Bruna, past the high post for Martin. Take the hand off to Mine as they're trying to face guard him with Mav Becker. Judeman drives, kicks. He checks time, thought about a long three. Bikeman said tries to penetrate against Paxton Bowers, not going to work. Bruna, he'll drive. Bowers falls over, trying to get the charge call, not going to call it. Instead, a setback turnaround jumper, it's good. For Tanner Bruna, there really wasn't a whole lot of contact there to force a call, so I like the no call by the official as he now has 9 points. Here's that wing catch for Altifer. Bounce pass back out to Becker. He'll look to drive. Kick it out. Bowers, cross court pass near side corner. Altifer, the freshman, puts on the floor twice. Spins the outside circus shot. Wanted a foul. Not going to get it though. Rebound Martin. Tanner really going to push. Don't really have numbers, so they'll hold off. All alone in the near side corner is Martin. Duke Timmel is supposed to be guarding him, not really doing that as of now. Now, as he drives, he'll pick him up. He'll kick it out. 6:18 to go in the ballgame. 37-35 Hanover. Pass deflected by Tanking as Bruna is trying to slow it up. Now, pass as he falls over to Martin from the near side elbow and he retreats to the perimeter. Deflection by Becker as his right hand he swatted away, but his left hand he pushed Mine. So that will be a personal foul against Matt Becker, his second. 3 fouls apiece for Duke Timmel and Paxton Bowers. Meanwhile, 4 fouls for Hunter Kiefer. He is currently not in the game as Brigham Bruna checks in the game. We'll be inbound here for Hanover. Inbound going up to the top. Lob it up into the hands of Tanner Bruna. We're back underway. 2 minutes gone, fourth quarter. Not fast. Martin hands it off. Bruna, what about the 3-9 drives right? Then by Timmel, pushed him off a little bit. Nothing called. Shot no good as he was wide open. And a whistle and a jump ball. Timmel and Martin tied up, and it'll stay with the Wildcats. Coach Nick Evans trying to give his team some encouragement from the sideline. Nice job by Tanking to poke that out of the hands of Bruna. He just had the ball easily over his head, and Tanking just said, that just batted it out of bounds. If you're going to be lazy with it, I'll just swap that out of bounds. Bounds in Mine, defended by Becker. What a showdown this has been all game long. Entry pass. Martin goes to work inside against Timmel. Nice help side defense. And a whistle and one. And he is fired up after that make. Good defense, but the offense better as Altifer came over to help. He was in position, but he decided to reach in there. And as a result, 3-point opportunity for Garrett Martin. He has 12. Make it 13. His first free throw attempt of the game makes it 40-35. 5.5 to go in the game. Near side wing catch for Becker. Bounce pass. Bowers. Back to Becker. He retreats to the corner. Back to Bowers. Thought about the three. Now drives. His man goes up in the air. And he is blocked by Martin, but a late foul called. Oh, man. I don't know about that call. Because against Martin, he had one hand up. That foul against Martin is going to be his third. And Bowers goes to the free throw line. He has struggled from the charity stripe, just 2 for 6. And that one is good. Needing that one. as he now has 12 points, tied for the team lead. Actually, correction, tanking. He made a two-point basket. He has 14 now. Second one is good. Two for two goes Bowers from the charity stripe this time. It's 40-37. Back to one possession lead for Hanover. Wildcats with the basketball. Bruna from the near side wing. Lobs it inside. Martin goes to work on Timmel once again. Help defense from Becker. Skip pass far side corner. Near side. Drive. Bikeman. Floater. Short. Good defense by Centralia. Rebound Timmel. Up the far side. Aldifer. Lob over the double team to Becker. Far side corner. Prohop. Shot. No good on the mid-range. Tipped up in the air into the hands of Braylon Mine. Up the far side. Wrap around pass. This is to Bruna from just inside the O logo in the court. Hand it off to him. We'll drive left side. In the lane. Mine. Shut up is good through, or excuse me, no good through contact and a foul on the rebound against Centralia. And that foul will go against Duke Timmel, I believe, and it will. So that's four fouls for the Centralia big, and he'll come to the bench, and Tyler Jones will check in. You hate to see that if you were Centralia. He got off to such a good start in this game at 4 points in the first quarter, has 4 points since then. Inbound, high post, and Martin had it taken away by Aldifer, but his pass up ahead is deflected and stolen away by Brigham Bruna. It was deflected by Mine. He'll get a catch here. Mine drives right side, whistle, offensive foul! Paxton Bowers got in position. And Braylon Mine picks up his second personal. He made the shot. That is massive. Henry Heidemann will check in for the first time tonight. 4:25 to go. 40-37 Hanover. Bowers gets the inbound pass, and we're back underway. Here's Aldifer. Pass near side corner to Bowers. Looking for a wraparound pass. Can't get it. Instead, he'll drive baseline. Stops. At the block. Shot up. No good. Short. Threw a couple of defenders. It was a tough shot. It was makeable. But he left it just a little bit short. Halfway through the fourth quarter. Again, 40-37 Hanover. Entry pass. Again, going to work as Martin. He lost it. Good defense by Heidemann. It's loose. And it's going to be a jump ball. And possession arrow. Who is it for? Where is it pointing? It is Centralia basketball. And Coach Jensen wanting a foul call, not going to get it. Can't see the possession arrow from here. I'm on the same side as the scores table, but I take the official's word for it, and we're back underway. Centralia can get within one or tie it on this possession. Lob far side corner, tanking. Top of the key catch. Aldifer, near side corner. Becker, jump stop. Kicks. Aldifer to Heidemann, head fake. And the double hands it off to Becker. On the near side wing, crossover dribble, towards the middle, drives, floater, good for Matt Becker. His second basket of the game, he has four, timeout Centralia. That'll be a 30-second timeout, and we'll take it as well. You're listening to the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings in Axtell for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-frame buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings, or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. That's B&D Buildings in Axtell, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud frame buildings.
Surrender. 3:28 left to go in our ball game, 40-39. Centralia trailing by one. Hanover with the ball. It'll be Bruna inbounding. Bowers tanking. Becker, Aldifer, and Henry Heidemann in for Centralia. Mine with the basketball. He has 15 points on the day, 11 in that first quarter. None here in the fourth quarter. Brigham Bruna, top of the key catch. Defended by Heidemann. Take the handoff. In trouble. Looking for somebody to get open. Lob it inside. Deflected by Heidemann. And he'll put it on the floor after he gets it back. Now he gives it up again. Gives up his dribble. Pass far side to Bruna. Actually make it the top of the key. Defended loosely by Bowers. The drive to his left from the elbow goes back towards the inside backdoor. Cut, layup and in for Brigham Bruna. I don't think he was intending to really splash towards the basket because he didn't really cut with intent. But he was there. He laid it up and in, his first basket of the ball game. Bowers tanking. Long three on the way. No good. Rattle off the rim three times. Gets his own miss, though. A drive left side is good and the foul. And Reese tanking, not able to get the three the new fashioned way, says it's fine. I'll do it the old fashioned way then. 42-41, chance to tie it with 2:31 to go. As the personal foul was picked up by Tanner Bruna. Tanking has not attempted a free throw yet today. It is good, and we are tied. He has 17 points. And we have a foul against Centralia on the rebound. That's against Heidemann. And that will be his first, team's fourth. Duke Timmel on the bench with four personal fouls. We'll see when they decide to put him back in the game. Mine defended by Becker. He's working against him, trying to get to half court, and he does so successfully as he goes to his right. That is tight pressure by Becker, and a timeout called by Coach Jensen. It was almost 5 seconds. Becker wanted the call, not going to quite get it, though. We will take the timeout as well, as this will be a 60-second break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Farmers know the benefits of preventative maintenance on equipment, and Northwest Health Services of Mountain City, Missouri encourages you to use the same philosophy on your health. Pay now for a checkup or pay later for a trip to the ER. They've spent over 30 years providing affordable health and dental care for all people regardless of insurance. The medical clinic is open weekdays from 8 to 5, and the dental clinic is open Monday through Thursday, 7 to 5:30. Call Northwest Health Services of Mountain City at 660-442-5464.
Wait, Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot and upgrade your Wi-Fi experience. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies. For more details, visit bluevalley.net/promo.
KMZA.
2:14 to go. We are tied 42-42. Entry pass down low. Shot up no good. Too strong by Tanner Bruna. Centralia with the rebound. And a whistle on a foul as Bowers bringing it up. That is against Kehafer. That is his fifth. Actually, it is not going to be against him. It'll be against Brigham Bruna. That'll be his fourth. Hanover is not going to be pressing or doing anything of the sort with 2:07 to go. Instead, Kehafer will wait for Bowers to bring it across that court. Duke Timmel still not in the game with four fouls for Centralia. Jab, step, middle, drive, kick, corner, three, tanking, hit on the arm afterwards, no good, no foul called. Rebound, handover, Tanner Bruna. Bring it up the near side. Kehafer to the near side wing, cross-court pass, far side for Bruna. Drives baseline around tanking. Defended by Heidemann, now double team. Fadeaway jumper, short, off and three on putback is good. Garrett Martin is there for two, he has 15, five here in the quarter, 44-42 handover. And now Duke Timmel checking into the ball game on the next stoppage of play. Here's side wing catch. Autofer bounce pass to Matt Becker. 1:25 left to go. Autofer thought about the three. Now to the near side short corner for Heidemann. One dribble for Autofer. Gets it out of there to Bowers. Lobbing inside, or rather faking the lob inside to Tanking. Putting a double team. Bowers in the lane. Underhand pass. Tanking. Finds Heidemann and he fouled. And Henry Heidemann will go to the line to shoot two. It's most likely Timmel that will come in for Heidemann, so probably have to wait for him to make his second free throw if they want to get that substitution in. As Tanner Bruna committed his third personal foul, team foul number five. First free throw off the right side, no good for Henry Heidemann. Yeah, they are going to have him sub in for Heidemann. I would almost think that if you're Evans, you have Tim will come in regardless, and then afterwards make another substitution. But either way, it works out because Heidemann makes the second one. And it gets Centralia within one. It's 44-43, 1:12 to go in the game. Inbound goes to Mine. Defended by Becker. Keeping him at arm's length. Cross half court. Comes to the near side. Mine trying to get around him. Gets the near side block. Turns. Shot up. Short. No good. Rebound. Falling away is Martin off the glass, and it is good. Oh, he traveled. He took an extra step on his pivot foot. But he has 17. It's 46-43 with 50 seconds to go. Tanking. He's going to drive middle. It's ripped away and reaching a foul. Yeah, that's a makeup call if you ask me. So a bad no call on this end and then a bad call on the other end. And that will be the fifth foul by Hunter Kiefer. That looked like a pretty clean swipe. Two free throws coming up here for Tanking. Is that one is good? Actually, correction, that is only his fourth. So at least that is fortunate news for Hanover. So Tanking knocks that one home. It was just the second free throw attempt of the ball game. He now has 18. Second one is good. He goes 2 for 2. He's 3 for 3 on the ball game. And timeout is called by Centralia. 60-second timeout, 46-45 Hanover, 45 seconds left here on the MNC Sports Radio Network.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's KOCHANDCO.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
KMZA.
46-45 in favor of Hanover. Garrett Martin with the go-ahead back. And as for Centralia, their free throw shooting has gotten a lot better here in this second half. They were 1 for 6 in the first half, but Duke Timmel is now 3 for 4. Reese Taking is 3 for 3. Henry Heidemann is 1 for 2. Paxton Bowers is now 4 for 7, but Tyler Jones is 0 for 4. As for Hanover, they are 6 for 10 from the free throw line. Here we go, Hanover with the basketball. 45 seconds left. Hanover leads 46-45 over Centralia. PBL boys semifinal, right to play Axel and championship. Becker, defending Mine heavily, trying to poke it free, hands it off. Kiefer drives, right side, bounce pass, tipped, loose, oh, rethinking, almost had it. That was right to him, he was unable to scoop it, and he goes out of bounds, and Hanover gets the ball back with 30.3 seconds left. Missed opportunity there for Centralia. And Weichmann will check in for Kiefer, by the way. So in for Centralia, Tanking, Bowers, Becker, Altifer, and Timmel. And a timeout is called by Hanover. And this will be another 60-second timeout, so we will take a 60-second break here on the MNC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Vern, the tractor's in the shed for the season.
Yep, we're all done till spring.
Well, what do you say we start thinking about redoing the kitchen?
Oh, Pat.
Don't oh Pat me. You said that once we were finished, we can get started.
Okay, how do we get started?
Well, we just need to call Hilltop Creations. They'll come over and get everything measured and give us ideas.
They come to the house?
Yes, they'll come over, take measurements, bring samples of countertops and wood colors, show us what's available in our budget, and give us a quote.
Okay, what's the number?
336-3142.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Special thanks to our broadcast sponsors, BB Brothers Contractor, Cook & Company, and Hilltop Creations for making our broadcast possible. Inbound for Hanover as they lead 46-45 with 30 seconds left. Over Centralia, Becker poked it free, but he tipped it out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Wildcats. You'll have to inbound at half court now, and also more sponsors to thank, Helena Agri-System, Onega Pharmacy, and Elmwood Repair and Supply. 24.2 seconds left. Here's the inbound. Get it in line. Becker will defend. Doing a good job so far, causing mischief. Go to his right, and now reaching a foul. And that foul will be sending Braylon Mine to the free throw line. And he is a perfect 4-for-4 on the charity stripe. No misses yet for the Wildcats. 17.1 seconds left. Again, 46-45 in favor of the Wildcats. Two big free throws here for the sophomore. First free throw on its way is good. What a day for Braylon Mine. He had 11 points in the first quarter. Since then, 4 points in the third quarter, and now in free throw, gives 16. 47-45. Second free throw on its way. Good. 17 points for him. 48-45. 16 seconds left. Bowers dribbles to the left side wing, and he's calling a timeout with 13.5 seconds left for Centralia. We will take the timeout as well. Back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Open it back up and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by and downtown Onega.
Kansaland Radio.
13 and a half seconds left. 48-45 Hanover. CBL boys semifinal. And Centralia trailing by 3 out of the break with the basketball. Near side. On the wing is where they inbound it from. Altifer, Becker, Bowers, Tanking, Timmel. Starting 5 in for Centralia. Altifer will inbound. The freshman slaps the ball. We're underway. Inbound goes to Bowers. Makes the catch. Open 3 on the way. Too strong over the backboard with 9.9 seconds left. And Hanover gets it back. A good look for Bowers. It just bounced off the front end of the backboard and hops over. A unfriendly bounce. And Hanover will now inbound it. I'll have to go the distance of the court. And a timeout is called by Hanover. 60-second timeout. So we will take a 60-second break. 48-45 Hanover on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Elmer's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with a rich premium filter sale.
KMZA.
Coming back here with 9.9 seconds left. Decided to bring it back a little bit early. 48-45. Hanover leading Centralia for the right to take on Axel in the championship. Hanover has to travel the distance of the court with 9.9 seconds left. How about Garrett Martin? What a day he's having. 17 points for Hanover. Also 17 for Braylon Mine as well. And here we go. It'll be Brigham Bruna who will inbound. Bounce pass into Tanner Bruna. Bounce pass with 7 seconds left. They need to foul. With 5 seconds left, they finally foul. It's Brigham Bruna who will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. He has 2 points all game long. He had a wide open layup on a breakdown on defense for Centralia. Because that foul will go... Who's that on? No, that's against Duke Timmel. That's his 5th. So he is done. Duke Timmel had a nice start to the game. He had 4 quick points in the first quarter. He finishes with 8. 4.6 seconds left. As Brigham Bruna bends his knees and lets it fly. Good! A big time free throw. The dagger for Brigham Bruna. He'll get one more on its way. Good! He knocks them both down. 50-45, 3 seconds left. Bowers, 3 at the buzzer. No good, and that is it. Hanover is on to the championship. 15 fourth quarter points for the Wildcats. And we're going to take a break. We'll have our Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Post Game Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Elmer's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale January 22nd through February 2nd. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters, plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Elmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. And you can save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale January 22nd through February 2nd. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Elmer's Repair in Centralia and online at elmersrepair.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate.
We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors.
We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts.
Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
That'll score. Boys semifinal CDL tournament. Hanover victorious over Centralia 50-45. They are on to the championship games. Take a look at your individual scores for the ball game. First for Centralia, 2 points for Quentin Aldifer, 4 for Maverick Becker, 8 for Duke Timmel. As for Reese Tanking, he finished with 19 points. Henry Heidemann had a free throw. Paxton Bowers had 13 points. And as for Hanover, 17 points for Braylon Mine, 17 points as well for Garrett Martin, 9 for Tanner Bruna, 4 points for Brigham Bruna, and 3 points for Hunter Kehafer. As our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate, shout out to them for sponsoring our post-game show here. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at theoutdoors.com. Now it's time to crown our Farmers State Bank player of the game. And I'm going to go ahead and give it to Garrett Martin of Hanover, scoring 13 second-half points, including 7 in the fourth quarter. So your player of the game brought to you by the Farmers State Bank is Garrett Martin. And Farmers State Bank is in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Well, that's going to wrap things up here in day 4 of the Twin Valley League basketball tournament. Again, stay up to date on what games we'll be broadcasting tomorrow. Go to our website, msc.sports.net. We do know for a fact we'll be doing both championship games, but after that, or I guess before that, we have some things to discuss before we release what games we're going to do. So, from Onega, Jared Sleppy with you. I forget my own name there for a second. Kurt back in the booth. And we'll be back again tomorrow for more TVL basketball here on the MNC Sports Radio Network.